Hey everybody, a few days ago, my professional photographer grandpa and I went out on a photography trip up out Mount Rainier here in Washington. As a history lover, I always have my eyes set out to learn the local history around me. And sure enough, I came across something pretty interesting. But before I tell you about that, this video is sponsored by the Hawaiian State book series by Joseph Chamberlain. This historical fiction series is an easy read, and if you've ever had any kind of curiosity about how Hawaii dealt with the different coups to take it over, then you'll love this book series. Order on Amazon. The link is in the description. And when you're done reading, please write a review and mention that you heard about these books from me, Ricky. Link is in the description, like I said. Just for fun, here's my top five favorite pictures that I took on this trip. And if you didn't know, Mount Rainier is a volcano just like Mount St. Helens. Check this out. Okay. So what cool thing did I come across? This little old cabin. Nothing all too special about it. But dig deeper and we find it actually has an interesting story. Not exactly the cabin itself. It's just an old cabin from the mid-1880s. But the story behind the family that owned this cabin. You see, that cabin was built by the Longmire family. In 1853, Big Daddy Longmire led a wagon train on the Natchez Trail across the Cascades and then settled on the Yelm Prairie, which is essentially Olympia, Washington. I'm sure I'll get some hate for saying that, but that's the general area, okay? Well, one day, Big Daddy Longmire hiked up Mount Rainier and noticed some hot springs. He was friendly with the Indians, and they told him they were healing waters. So, around 1883... he claimed a good portion of that land and built the Longmire Hotel and Health Spa, also known simply as Longmire Springs. This hotel was not fancy in any way, shape, or form. It started out with 5 rooms and slowly grew to 12. But really, in today's terms, we would just consider it a place like a glamping campground, all right? Well, Big Daddy Longmire became the Mount Rainier marketing man, essentially, putting Mount Rainier on the map in terms of a tourist destination. Then he died. Longmire's son, let's call him Baby Longmire, took over. He didn't seem to care too much about the place and just let this whole thing deteriorate. In 1899, Mount Rainier became a national park, which was still a new idea for America. Then a few years later, a new hotel came in with 60 rooms competing with the Longmire Hotel. The Longmires seemed to completely give up at that point, and they decided to change into a homestead. They claimed some more land, built some more shacks around, and then they got themselves some livestock. Now, the National Park Service said no to that, denied their homestead application, and even burned down one of their shacks that was built on the newly claimed land to show that times have changed. And after a while, the Longmire family fixed up the property a bit and leased it to new ownership. In 1916, the Rainier National Park Company showed up and wanted to build a new hotel called the Paradise Inn, which still stands today. Eventually, they bought out the Longmires and burned the whole thing to the ground. Well, not the whole thing. That cabin was allowed to stay for whatever reason and is now designated as a National Historic Landmark.